For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. It's the end of the first year at Kentucky's first standalone international high school, located in Bowling Green. The city is home to a refugee resettlement area that's greatly increased the area's cultural and ethnic diversity. Becca Schimmel went to the school to get a closer look at how the first year went.
Shoes squeak and laughter fills the small international high school, where students speak about 30 different languages. What used to be the annex of Warren Central High School is now home for Gateway to Educational Opportunities, or GEO International. The school serves 180 high school students from 24 different countries.
So it's really helpful being with another kid that speaks their same language.
Estefany Hernandez is a junior at GEO. She came to the U.S. as a refugee from El Salvador in 2013. She went to Warren Central High School for 2 years before starting at GEO. She says it was an adjustment, but she's now more comfortable at GEO. Hernandez says her GEO classmates understand her in ways others can't.
We don't make fun of each other because we make a mistake or anything like that.
Hernandez says when she attended Warren Central, some students laughed at her or made fun of her when she mispronounced words. She says her classmates at GEO are more helpful and they work together to practice and improve their language skills. Hernandez says her attendance is better at GEO because she doesn't like to miss class now.
When I was at Warren Central, I didn't even want to come to school. I do everything that was in my hands to not come to school. But now I'm happy to come to school.
GEO is a school of choice, meaning parents can decide to send their kids there if they meet certain requirements. In order to attend GEO, students must have been in the U.S. for 4 years or less and live in the Warren County School District. Adam Hatcher is the associate principal at GEO.
We started this process last summer, and we just had probably a month to get everything up and ready, and this will be our first full year.
Hatcher says GEO is trying to teach both subject matter and language proficiency at the same time. To achieve that goal, students are paired with a classmate that speaks the same language. Students are also paired with a classmate who speaks a different language, but who is stronger in a subject area where the other student struggles. Hatcher thinks it's important for every student to have someone to talk to, and he says students at GEO have incredible stories to tell.
But we've had a few students from war-torn nations that talk about just being in refugee camps that just tears your heart out.
Amelia Linhart is an English teacher at GEO who first taught in South Korea. Linhart says the intimate setting at GEO makes it easier to get to know the students, and that, she says, allows students to be more open and trusting.
I think because of the experiences that they had before they came to the U.S., they have more maturity to them. So I think they understand the importance of education more, and it makes them more driven to learn.
But Linhart says teaching students at GEO doesn't come without its challenges. She says a lot of students either have an interrupted education or no formal education at all. Despite the challenges, Linhart says international students have some advantages. They aren't as apathetic as some American students, and they don't take their education for granted.
I mean, they've had to uproot their entire lives and move to another country, and so everything's new for them, and they just kind of take you on faith with what you say, and that puts a lot of extra responsibility on our shoulders.
Linhart says the students at GEO are some of the best she's ever taught. She says the seniors have stepped up to lead and help the other students, and she hopes to see students at every level take that same initiative next year. Estefany Hernandez says her classmates at GEO are like family and are always there to help out. She has this message for other international students in Warren County thinking about enrolling at GEO.
That they're not going to be alone. There's always going to be someone to help them.
Hernandez says students at GEO understand what it's like to be uprooted from their native land and brought to a new country where they have to learn a new language, all while facing the normal challenges of being a high school student. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.